There's a new book out called Throw Out 50 Things. How do you feel when you hear that? Yeah, a lot of this. What'd you say?
Men's auction.
Well, if you're like me, I saw that title and I thought, yeah, I really should do that. My mind immediately went to the garage, to the closets, to the chest of drawers, to my desk, to the stacks of paper, right? Anybody relate to this? Some of you, when you heard this title, might have thought, wow, 50 things. That's a lot. And some of you may have thought, 50 things, that'll barely make a dent in this. So you nods on that one, too. Well, we all have our challenges with clutter. But we also, most of us or all of us, have had this experience of freedom, if not euphoria, when we get rid of it. I remember the first time I did a garage sale, it was with my former husband, as Richard calls him, my husband, in Portland. And we were having a garage sale, and people were buying so much stuff that I literally, after a while, was running through the house yelling, "What else can we put out there, Wayne? They're buying everything!" And after a while, we were, in fact, giving things away because it felt so good. It was such a release. I'm sure you've experienced this before. There was a lightness, a freedom. We were happier. And it came from letting go. It came from opening up space for spirit. And so this is a key part of this idea of letting go of not only physical clutter, but all clutter in our lives. In the book, it has a subtitle, Clear the Clutter, Find Your Life. That's what it feels like, isn't it? We feel reborn, re-energized. So, of course, physical clutter is only the beginning, because there's plenty of mental and emotional clutter in our lives as well. And that can be plenty challenging. So we're talking about what clutters up our psyche, like the untrue things we tell ourselves, like the old habits and behaviors that no longer serve us, like the situations that we have, or maybe even relationships that we've outgrown. And they hang within us. They clutter up our lives as surely as the crammed full closet and the jam-packed garage that weigh us down. And the beautiful thing that even though those can be extra challenging, we get an extra release as we let them go. We are not only energized with that release of mental, emotional baggage, we're transformed. That's how it happens. We let go and we are filled. And this is the perfect time of year for this kind of transformational work because we are entering the season of Lent, which begins this Wednesday. Now, when I say that, many of you, particularly those with a Catholic background, know very well, in fact, better than me, what I'm talking about. But others of you may not really know what Lent is about. And I used to be that way, too. So I'm going to give you a little bit of background. So Lent is a period of fasting and abstinence in traditional Christianity that extends from Ash Wednesday through Easter Sunday, 40 days and 6 Sundays. Now, the early Christians wanted this to be a time of somberness, of turning within, of sacrifice and self-reflection in preparation for the new life of Easter. And so the word Lent comes from the word lengthen, L-E-N-C-T-E-N, Anglo-Saxon word that means lengthen. And it refers to the lengthening of the days as spring approaches. Thank goodness the days are getting longer. And in the same way that we think of spring as being a time of rebirth and renewal, so too is Lent. It is a time when we do this self-reflection and we spiritually recenter ourselves. And then we emerge into new life. Well, those of you who have not necessarily been involved in Lent in the past, if you're like me, what you mostly associate with Lent is giving things up. And you probably heard people say this before. I'm giving up chocolate. I'm giving up coffee. I'm giving up whatever it might be, a favorite food or an activity. As a way of self-emptying, if you will. As a way of turning oneself over to God. Well, in unity, Lent is a very powerful time for realigning ourselves with Spirit and for opening ourselves to being transformed at depth. So we don't really focus so much on giving up a certain food or activity. You know, we're not so much about, you don't have to eat chocolate or, you know, giving up the chocolate or the coffee. I mean, you know, let's not go to extremes. But I'm just kidding. You want to give up the chocolate and the coffee. That's awesome. But in unity, we focus instead on fasting or foregoing, giving up the negative thoughts and behaviors that have created in us a sense of separation from God and from our own authentic selves. It is a time of great release. It's a great time of self-emptying. And ironically, what we find as we empty ourselves is that we experience a sense of wholeness, a sense of fullness, that we really do empty of ego attachments in order to be more filled with the presence of Spirit. I expect you've experienced this in your own lives. For example, when you give something to someone you love or give to someone in need, technically you're giving something away, but you feel in yourself a great sense of compassion or love. You feel filled with sacred energy. If you let go of a grudge against somebody, you may find yourself filled with inner peace. If you let go of a situation or a relationship that isn't working for you, as hard as that is, you may feel when you take that courageous step, a great infilling of integrity and clarity and wisdom and wholeness. So this is really the big aha, I think, in spiritual transformation, is that we don't rise in consciousness by acquiring or filling. We rise in consciousness by releasing and letting go. And the great Christian mystic Meister Eckhart said this so perfectly, one of my very favorite quotes. He said, "God is not found in the soul by adding anything, but by a process of subtraction." As much as we scurry around and we want to add more in, and it's really a matter of revealing what is already there. Well, our way shower, I believe, was also a master of subtraction. I believe that Jesus demonstrated this in his own life and in his teachings. When you think about it, he emptied himself of any vestige of any idea of pride or ego or anger or judgment. Emptied himself of any attachment to anything material, anything at all. So that then in that emptied place, he could be with the people who were at the very bottom of the social classes. He could walk that walk with them. He could be present with them. He could give to them from the very depths of his own compassion. And what do we see when we look at what that looks like? That full of self-emptying and then that being filled with Spirit, we see in him, the Christ. We see how amazing this example was. We see him as the example of how amazing God looks in human form, perfected. Stunning through releasing, through letting go. So as we go about our work, how do we learn from this? You know, Jesus taught us in his own way to subtract. If you think about many of his teachings, they were about letting go of this idea, letting go of that behavior, letting it go. Fear not, he said. He said, do not retaliate, turn the other cheek. Do not store up your treasures in storehouses. Don't worry about what you're going to eat or what you're going to wear. It's the Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. All you need to do is let go. So this, I believe, is really the key to spiritual transformation. We're spiritual beings having a human experience. As we empty ourselves of the ego, we are automatically making the space for that spiritual presence to be bigger and more alive in us. Well, that sounds really good. And how do we do it? Well, as we go about this process of clearing and cleansing within our own psyches, there may be certain ideas we're holding about ourselves that are keeping us stuck, certain ways that we're behaving, certain ways we're regarding and thinking of ourselves. And so in the book that I mentioned earlier, there's a wonderful list. There's a whole, it's not just about physical clutter. They get into what they call the mental mess. She's got this whole long list of different thoughts that we hold that get in our way, that block our realization and our awareness, our full consciousness of God. So I'm going to share some of those with you. And you might be able to see some in here, just guessing, that resonate with you that you might like to think about giving up for Lent or for good, even better. So the first one is, let go of feeling inadequate, irrelevant, or not good enough. I know that there are those of you who feel that up there, and you think you're the only ones. And here's the honest truth. Everybody feels that way at some time. Everybody. 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 All the way up the ladder, as high as you can imagine. There were even times when Jesus felt a little overwhelmed. You are good enough. You are enough because you are uniquely and beautifully you. You are the perfection of who you are. You are enough. I hope some of you, actually I hope all of you are ready to get rid of that thought. The next one. Let go of the type of person you think you are or aren't. Oh, I love this. So we know our type, right? I experience this dating. We know our type. We'll say things like, oh, I'm not a good public speaker. Oh, I can never be a prayer chaplain. I'm not good at prayer. I don't know. I'm too shy for that. Or I'm too extroverted for that. Or whatever it is, whatever label we put on ourselves. So we resist when others put labels on us. But honestly, look at the labels we put on ourselves. We box ourselves in and say, this is my operating system. And it doesn't have to be. And it isn't the truth. Who you are is unlimited potential. Unlimited potential. So you might rethink that one. The next one. Let go of the regrets and mistakes of the past. Well, we're just really great at regurgitating, rethinking. Oh, I should have, could have, would have. I wish I had. You know, that is such a total, total, total waste of time. Because it happened. It's over. You're not getting that back. It's done. What'd you learn from it? And how are you going to apply that in your life now? Let go of it and move on. To live the glory of who you are now. Next. Let go of being right about how wrong everybody and everything is. Oh, I think we might have struck a chord on that one. We had a discussion a while back about would you rather be right or happy? Some of us are just very happy being right. But the reality is that we get stuck in wanting to be right. Oh, we dig in our heels. I am so right on this. And we are wedded to our misery when we do that. Because there really may be another way of looking at it. There may be some information we don't have. Think about your own happiness. Be willing to let go of being right. Next one. Let go of the need to have everyone like you. Because here's the real hard truth. Everyone's not going to like you. Everyone doesn't like me. Everyone doesn't like everyone. And I would even venture to say there are people that you don't like. Right? We may love the Christ in them, but we probably wouldn't hang out with them. It's okay. It's okay. You are you. Just be you. The rest isn't your business. Really isn't your business. Next. Let go of waiting for the right moment. You know, as I get older, this is, yeah, what am I waiting for? To take that trip, to make that change, to get into that area. What am I waiting for? What are you waiting for? What's holding you back? Well, I need the money. Well, I need to retire first. Well, I need this. You know, it's never going to be perfect. At some point, you're going to have to step out there if you want that. When is the right moment? Ask yourself if it's right now. Next one. Let go of thinking that you have to do everything yourself. There might be a few people in the audience that have this struggle. I have had it in the past. The joy of delegation, that's all I can say. Because people want to help. You want to help. You like helping others. That makes you feel good. Why would you deprive others of that joy of helping you? When we come together and we share our gifts, we can do so much more. And that beautiful spirit energy is magnified and increased. So we look at this list, and then we need to be kind of discerning. Think about, okay, does this apply to me? Am I ready to let this go or not? So here's a little process I used that might be helpful. I used this process last week in cleaning out my closet. I'm not kidding. In cleaning out my closet. Now let me first say that my closet is not jam-packed and overflowing. It's not an unholy mess. It might be kind of a holy mess, but it's not an unholy mess. But there's a lot in there. But I had cleaned it out like a few weeks ago. But inspired by this book and our Wednesday group that talks about habits for healthy living and freeing our space, I thought I'm going to go in there and see if I can't maybe get rid of 50 things. Who knows? So this was the process, and it applies to a lot more than clothing. I pulled out each garment, and I looked at it, and I asked myself, how does this make me feel? When I look at it, when I think about wearing it, when I see it here, does it raise my energy level? Does it lower my energy level? Does it keep the same? How do I feel in this? It's a great question to ask because we know that energy, spirit is energy. And so we want what increases our energy of spirit. And the second question is even more profound. The second question looking at each article of clothing was this. Is this still me? Is this still me? Am I still that corporate person? Am I still that hippie chick, that teenager at heart? There were a few yeses in there. But you ask yourself, is this still me? Is this who I am? Is this who I want to be? Is this who I'm becoming? And it was incredibly clarifying to do that. It was beautiful. And my pile grew to 47. And Richard's going to contribute the other three. But aren't those great questions to ask yourself, even outside of your physical clutter? Absolutely. Look at this list and ask yourself, how do I feel when I tell myself that? How do I feel when I act that way? How do I feel when I give away my power? How do I feel when I berate myself? Is that me? Is that really me? It may have been the me you used to be, but is it still who you are? Is it who you want to be? Is it what you're meant to be? Is it the full expression of the Christ in you? It's okay to just let it go. That letting go process may not be as easy as giving away an old sweater, but honestly, if you keep trying to fit yourself into that, you're going to find that it doesn't fit anymore because you're wanting something greater. You want something more. And your greatest tool in this process is awareness. Just in the same way, if you've given up candy and you take a piece of candy, you're like, I'm not supposed to be doing that. Same thing. If you've made a commitment that you're going to give up this way of thinking, you catch yourself when you're falling into that old pattern. And then you can say, I let go of this pattern. I let go of thinking I have to do it all myself. I let go of whatever it is. And see it going away. Tell yourself, I'm not that anymore. That's not who I am. You know, this is big and very challenging work a lot of times. We're really resetting our operating system. The Lent time for unity, it's really about doing this thorough kind of survey within and looking at what we want to change. And as you make these changes, often it feels like we've entered into a foreign land. But that foreign land is the kingdom of God. It's not so foreign. It's who we really are. It's who we're meant to be and how we're meant to live. It's here already. That is the lesson of emptying into fullness. It is here already. The fullness is within us. We just need to clear away what's blocking it and allow it to shine. So I'm reminded of the story that's told about Michelangelo after he completed his amazing statue of David. And an awestruck visitor came to him and said, "How did you know how to sculpt David? How did you know how to draw him?" And Michelangelo said, "Well, David was there in the marble all along. All I had to do was remove everything that wasn't David." This is it. This is our spiritual path. We empty ourselves, we release what is not who we truly are, and then that light shines so, so brightly. So in this Lenten season, perhaps you'll be inspired. I hope you'll be inspired. Do a little internal check and think about some of these things and others. Maybe think about, I want to chip away at that. And as you do, may you release and subtract and let go. And feel yourself empty, empty into the fullness of God. The kingdom is yours. Let's move now to our meditation. Let's take a deep breath in. Relax, let go, and release. This very process of meditation is a perfect example of letting go into God. And so we do breathe in deeply and let go. Allow yourself to relax, starting at the head, top of your head, and just spreading very beautifully down to the tips of your toes. In this moment, feeling your heart connection with God, Spirit, Holy Presence, Infinite Life. Allow yourself to let in this love that is always seeking you. This essence that is within you. This consciousness that is calling you. Allow yourself, as you gently breathe, to breathe in peace and breathe out love. With each breath, letting go of any negative situation or hurt, any idea that you are less than, not good enough, anything that causes you to constrict instead of expand, let it go. Release and release more. I invite you to enjoy a few moments of being awash in this peace, being infilled with the love of God in the silence. We allow ourselves to regard the beautiful unfolding of our life as if from a high point of view. All the ups and downs, the twists and turns. We just take a moment to take it all in and appreciate how everything has brought us here. The learnings, the growth, the sense of love in us and our connection with God. And for this journey that is our human life, for the many blessings of each other, the gifts we give and receive, we're so grateful, so deeply grateful. Thank you, God. So it is. Amen.
God speaking,
I realize this is God speaking.
Patient and wise, this is God helping me see. In the silence, a message for me. Patient.